And it's a drag when you open up your social media and a toxic, belittling post or meme pops up. It can also be bullying and devastating, especially for young people. What if instead there was an anonymous compliment? A new app called Brighton drew 5,000 users in its first 3 months. It's now got 1 million users sending over 10 million messages a month to brighten people's lives. 25-year-old Austin Kevich is founder and CEO. He joins us from Santa Monica, California. Hi, Austin.
Hi, Robin.
So how did this come to you? We understand you were at Bucknell when something actually kind of sad happened that prompted some of this thinking.
Yes, in 2013, my junior year, I was actually playing football and I suffered a spine injury. So I decided to take the semester off and study in Cape Town, South Africa. And while I was in Cape Town, I had a friend that I made there suddenly pass away in a rock climbing accident. And after he passed away, everyone from throughout his life started writing really, really nice things on his Facebook wall. And it kind of just made me think, like, this sucks that he couldn't have seen this stuff while he was still alive.
Yeah. And you also had another inspiration. I love this idea. You were visiting a friend, and the friend's little sister took out an old tissue box that had been converted. Mm-hmm. What was that box?
Yeah, so my friend's little sister put a tissue box on the dinner table and wrote compliment box on it. And the family members would write something nice about another family member and drop the note in a box. And I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. And even I would write stuff about people in the family, and they had no idea it was coming from me. And after my friend's death, I was inspired to bring back that compliment box and try it with my friends there. And it was crazy. Like, people started walking to our house from all over campus and just writing nice things about their friends and dropping it in the box.
And so you thought, what about a virtual compliment box?
I kind of just thought, how do I get this to more people? So a mobile app was the obvious solution.
Yes, of course, because you're 25. So of course you're thinking, I'm going to build a mobile app. And you you did. You met a programmer through the Kairos Society, K-A-I-R-O-S. They bring entrepreneurs together, invested a couple thousand dollars, and then released this app in 2014. So how does it work? You go on and do what?
You go on and you make a profile, you add friends. And when you post someone a compliment, they don't know it's from you in the beginning. The reason for that is that I think the reason why we don't say a lot of the nice things we're thinking about people in real life is because it can feel awkward. There's definitely this awkward barrier to telling people how you really feel, especially in high school. So with Brighton, we made it fun and easy by saying, like, hey, write whatever you want to write to this person. They won't know it's from you. And then you can reveal yourself when you want to.
So you have this company, I mean, that you've built, people actually working for you doing this. Why do people need a compliment app? Why can't somebody just say, you know what, on a daily basis, I'm going to send an email to someone or a tweet to somebody with a compliment?
We make it as easy as possible to make everyone smile. Like, it only takes a couple seconds to type out a nice compliment to someone and click send, and then you get to see their smile through the app, and you can do that to 10, 20, 30 people within the span of minutes. Whereas in real life, you can't really just go down a line and compliment people. I wish you could, but we hope that Brighton takes something that's happening in real life and makes it easier.
It's anonymous initially.
Yeah, so the compliment itself is anonymous initially. So it's kind of like a way to overcome that awkwardness and get your foot in the door. And then when you see the person smile, you can be like, hey, I wrote that.
How do you see them smile?
They can take a selfie and everyone can see it for only 1 second and then disappears. So like, a smile happens in real life. It happens and then it's gone.
Now I know you're working with anti-bullying groups. How's that working?
We partnered up with a couple nonprofits, like Harmony Power and Be Cool, Be Nice. And we're working on putting together some events at schools.
Do you worry about misuse of your app? You know, stalkers or people able now to send anonymous messages to someone?
So what we've come to find is that everyone is guilty of having a bad day and projecting onto other people. And it's those kind of people that probably can use the positivity more than anyone. So what we do is, if there's any harassment in the app, instead of banning them, we'll leave those people on the app so they can consume all the positivity. And then we'll just monitor them. So everything they post, we will approve of it or won't get posted.
Well, Austin Kevich, again, who developed this Brighton app to help send anonymous compliments to anyone you know. Good luck to you.
Can I give one person a shout out?
Sure.
So one of the members of Team Brighton, Ryan Romanchuk, is obsessed with your show, Robin. So I just want to embarrass him a little bit. He's a pilot, a photographer, tornado chaser, plays the guitar.
Wait, this is sounding like a dating site.
He's single. He's 31. It's a great catch.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to go on your app and I'm going to send him an anonymous greeting.
Please, that would make his day.
Take care.
Thank you.